The University of Alaska Fairbanks is getting about $1.5 million for two of its regional campuses. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
On Thursday, the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced that four colleges and universities that serve Alaskan Native and Native Hawaiians will share $3 million in funding. The two institutions in Alaska that will receive funding are the UAF Bristol Bay and Kuskokwim campuses. The Bristol Bay campus plans on using its $734,000 to put in place its harvesting and caching resources for Bristol Bay program, which is intended to assist lower-income Alaskan Native and other residents of the area to address economic development needs. Bristol Bay Campus Director Debbie McLean says the grant money will be used on existing and new programs and services that focus on small business and micro-enterprises.
We are meeting as a group with Bristol Bay entities to try to put together some apprenticeship training.
The federal funding will also be used to allow access to job training for several high-demand jobs in Alaska, including carpentry, welding, and weatherization. McLean says well over 60% of the Bristol Bay campus's student body are Alaska Natives, and the effort to put in place additional programs and opportunities for those students fits with the campus's mission statement.
Our mission statement is to help with community development and economic development and to help preserve the cultural integrity of our area. So it is written into our mission statement.
McLean anticipates that the over $734,000 grant will be released to the campus sometime in October or early November. The other Alaska campus to receive HUD funding is the UAF Kuskokwim campus in Bethel, which is getting nearly $750,000 to fund a collaborative venture with the local cultural center, the Bethel Therapeutic Court, the Regional Adult Basic Education Center, and the Tundra Women's Coalition. The Kuskokwim campus expects the partnership will assist over 250 people to build basic job skills and to enter the workforce. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.